It's time for The Buzz on KFAR Radio. A look at the growing marijuana industry in Alaska. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. And now, The Buzz.
Hey, that's us, Tanana Herb Company, Joe and Sam Hatchie. We're here with Pearson Crosby. How you doing, buddy?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, that's us.
Welcome to another episode
of The Buzz. My name's Sam Hatchie. It's our brother Joe over there, Sam and Joe.
Yep.
Forever we'll be Sam and Joe.
This is like our 46th episode.
We're not at 50 yet?
No, we haven't been
doing this for a year. What do we have to do? We've got to do 50 a year because there's two weekends where they do that auction.
These are the weekend on-air auctions.
Yeah, you can check those out. Yeah, yeah. 50-50 Fridays, too, is a great time to get some local deals. You check that out.
We digress.
Pearson Crosby, busy, busy man. Thank you so much. I just want to give a shout-out to your son, Odin. He is in the studio with us today, 4-year-old champ. Yep. What's up, little homie? He's sitting over there.
Playing video games.
You know, just keeping busy. Well, I tell you what, Pearson, thanks for spending a little bit of your afternoon here with us today. What's it like raising Odin?
Well, first off, thanks for having me back. It's reassuring that you don't have me in here just for my beauty.
you have a face made for radio, for sure.
Yeah, this is your second episode, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, all there out in listener land, just Pearson's a pretty handsome man, and I mean that in the most platonic, friendly way. But very few people have I met here in Alaska that has an impeccable standard for dress such as yourself. Generally, I see you dressed to the nines all the time. I have a lot of respect for you. That's kind of one of the things that sticks out of my head. You always carry yourself very professionally. And, you know, it's just kind of interesting to see.
Makes us step up our game.
Man, it's the land of Carhartts, bro. I wear the same pair of pants and a hoodie every day. Like
camo. We started asking Chad to design us camo stuff for the business.
Yeah, you gave me a camo hat. I think this is the only hat I've ever worn since.
Well, I mean, with dress, I think I learned it from the Marine Corps. It's widely accepted that the Marine Corps uniforms are, top tier.
Fancy.
And, I'm more confident, and I think, in a way, it shows respect for the people that I'm interacting with. I don't come off as someone that doesn't care for their appearance, trying to lead by example.
Yeah.
And question about fathering a child in Alaska. I don't know. So I love it. It gives me like purpose beyond anything else. That I never expected. I mean, and there's no one's ever going to be ready for parenthood, or to really commit to it and be that responsible adult and focus on the next generation. And I realized that it really is the most important thing that I've ever been tasked with, but you're never ready for it. I don't think it's one of those things you can train as much as you think is possible before you go to war. You're never really ready for it, and in a lot of ways, that's how parenting is. I mean, it's more of an enemy within because you want to be selfish and do things that make you feel good, or do things out of ease, but you have somebody that you're responsible to, and it's a different type of challenge. And again, nobody's ever ready for it, but that's why I think you got 9 months to prepare.
Yeah. Well, your shirt says it plainly. Like, it's hilarious. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Pregnancy and fatherhood.
Yeah.
Bam. Well, you got 9 months to prepare, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a champ, though.
Yeah.
Big shout out.
He puts up with me. He really comes everywhere with me.
That's good.
You take him up to the property?
What's that?
You take him up to the property.
Oh, yeah. First thing.
Watch out for porcupines.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, first thing we did when we got up onto the property was make a big sandbox for the boys. I mean, Paul Michael Casey. Shout out to Paul.
PMC.
But yeah, we're getting it done, and I'm very glad to have Odin along for the ride with me. It's a fun ride.
He doesn't realize it yet, but you're teaching him how to start a business.
Yeah,
yeah.
Literally.
And he gets to watch it.
Get the ground, you get the investors and the plan and how to put it all together. It's really impressive.
Yeah, so listener land here. We were talking off air, and Pearson got his hand on 430 acres.
317.
Yeah, nowhere close. 317 acres, and we were kind of talking about legacy and children and what he wanted to build for the community. Pearson's very active in veterans affairs and cannabis, he wants to build something that he can pass on not only to his son, but to the rest of the community that benefits everybody around him. It's quite a noble profession that he's kind of undertaken this enormous project. So with your 317 acres, it's located out in Goldstream, right?
Yes.
And you have a pretty big plan to be able to utilize all that land.
Just a second. Shout out to the Boneyard. You can see it from the top.
Yeah, yes, you can.
John Reeves. Come on our show, man. Mm-hmm. You don't have to talk about the Boneyard. I just want to shake your hand, bro. You got some stories. I want to hear them.
Yeah.
I haven't really reached. I reached out to the Gold Daughters. Me and Odin went and panned some gold there.
Odin was like,
"Why are what is going on? Why?" Like, I was just yelling at you earlier to stop. Panning for gold.
Now we're doing it again.
Yeah, you're paying for it.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't know that.
Well, I've heard nothing but positive things about that family and his gold daughters and what they got going on. Nothing but respect for the whole crew.
Oh, yeah. I was very impressed by their facility there. I am hoping to touch base with them and the rest of my neighbors. I'm doing a lot of stuff up there. I'm new to the area, technically. It's a cool area, like Fox in general. It just gives it good vibes and
just a little bit north, and it just seems like a different way world. Of life out there.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, you're listening to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and live at KFARadio.com.
Yeah, neighbors out there. So this is quite a large project that you kind of took on. You had 317 acres, and we spoke a little bit about kind of what you wanted to do with it. Let's kind of break that down a little bit into segments. Originally, you were thinking about you wanted to rent some pieces out for like hippie camps and get people to come up and help work on the property and stay in cabins. And kind of rent that off in the summer winter time. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the housing you're talking about setting up.
Yeah. So the way that I'm approaching it is I want to set up the facility as something that is self-sustainable. Mm-hmm. That's where the solar comes in. The solar. Is typically most things with the solar are 25 to 30 year warranties. GVEA has unofficially agreed to purchase all electric generated there from there, and that's something that's needed. We're 49th out of 50 in when it comes to renewable mm-hmm. resource usage for energy.
And that whole hill is south facing, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, it's a perfect place. And I'll bring up John Reeves again. I believe he was the one that he cleared out like 100 acres of that, and that's exactly, south facing, and it's a perfect place.
You wanted to put a ski hill there once, right?
Yes, I believe that's what it was. Yeah.
But now it's all cleared, so you can put solar panels.
Yeah.
What was the statistic of how much sun we get versus the wintertime and the constant power need, even at 3 o'clock in the morning, for the power here in Alaska?
So, from the research that I've done with some national institutes of science, aeronautics stuff, websites, it looks like there's an average of 2,115 hours of direct sunlight in Fairbanks a year, and because of the 24 the no nautical twilight for the 70 odd days, we actually get more sunlight hours than a lot of other places.
Even though it feels really dark in the winter, it's still
we still get photons.
Well, in the winter, I mean, there's like, I think it's like December, January, there's like 36 hours of direct sunlight the entire month.
Then you have to go clear off the snow from them too.
Yeah, so they actually work better in colder climates, and the reflection from the snow on the ground also helps with direct sunlight absorption.
That's awesome.
I think it's something that's needed. It's something that would fit well. We're also going to incorporate, hopefully, I think grazing animals within the solar compound.
So it's just, let's just back up for a second. You have 317 acres. How much of this do you want to put into like your solar farm?
So initially, so GVEA under their pilot program for. The research pilot program for renewable resource generation is 2 megawatts total. So that rule of thumb's three acres per megawatt. So 2 megawatt system, 6 acres to start. I originally went to them to do 20 megawatts, which would be about 75 acres, give or take a few. But they had to... They don't think that the grid isn't prepared for something like that. So I'm going to start off with the 2, and once we start realizing the pros and cons of it, or what we can do better, gradually bring it up to the 20 megawatts.
So then that brings me into the livestock. Because we were kicking it around, and you know, if anybody's been outside in Alaska, you know that it's a season, and what was cleared land is now tall trees. Mm-hmm. So some of the livestock to go along with your housing and your renewable energies. You also wanted to raise animals and try to kind of doing what Delta Meats is doing more or less, but really bringing in a fair amount of animal husbandry to the area, and maybe open up some classes in university or teaching high school kids or something. Were you looking at goats for the inside of your solar panel to keep all that grass that heads down?
Yeah, and to defend the panels at all cost.
Defend the panels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Goats.
I heard donkeys are very, very territorial.
I have not
owned a donkey.
You have a friend with a donkey. What's his name?
Are you talking about Shrek?
No, he lives. He was over there that one time we came over.
Dalton with he's got he has the yaks.
Yaks.
Oh yeah, yaks.
Yeah, the yaks are cool. But I that was the first thing I mentioned when I went over to the cooperative extension. The woman there suggested goats or livestock to graze under. She's part of the Willow solar or agrivoltaic, but she said the yaks were probably a little bit too aggressive, so goats. But
and a couple donkeys.
Did she just did you like storm in there and be like, give me all your yaks? And then she screams back, yak no.
No, it was a really good conversation at the extension. They said they're planning a agrivoltaic system down south in Willow, And then they're with the hopes to bring it up here. So I'm trying to get on board with that. And really, the idea behind it all is that I have the land. I'm trying to find the things that are beneficial to the community and the people that are good at things, and bring them together to kind of bring an intentional community together of like-minded individuals that, you know, are looking to do something special.
I love it, dude. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this on 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and live at kvariety.com. This is The Buzz.
The Buzz will return on KFAR Radio right after this word from our sponsors.
Great deals all week at the Tin and Ah Herb Company. Munchy Mondays with 15% off all edibles. Train Wreck Tuesdays get you $20 six-pack boxes. Don't miss Thirsty Thursdays, 100 milligram hash-aid drinks for just $20. Funky Friday with Bongo half off. How about Shatter Saturdays? Gets you 20% off Frogman and Choice Extracts. Sunday Funday, you'll find Old Deli strains for just $10 a gram. Only at the Tin and Ah Herb Company's all-new retail store. From cultivation to manufacturing to retail. All under one giant 50,000 square foot roof. That's Tin and Ah Herb Company. Open 7 days a week off Wells Street. License number 14467. Marijuana has intoxicating effects and may be habit forming and addictive. Marijuana impairs concentration, coordination, and judgment. Do not operate a vehicle or heavy machinery under its influence. There are health risks associated with consumption of marijuana. For use only by adults 21 and older. Keep out of reach of children. Marijuana should not be used by women who are pregnant or breastfeeding.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
We now return to The Buzz on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back to The Buzz, everybody. This is Joe and Sam Hatcher with Tanner Herb Company and Pearson Crosby. Thanks for joining us today, buddy.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, Pearson.
Talking about your property up in Fox.
Smirking over there.
All the cool stuff you're doing.
Yeah, being all chill. What's up?
And Odin just chilling, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. What's up?
He's in the studio just loving it.
Yeah, spinning around on that chair, man. I get so dizzy by now.
he's awesome. I'm very proud of how collected and well behaved he is. And I can't even think of a time that he, you know, caused a scene in like a professional setting, which is awesome. It's gonna happen, but oh, yeah. he's got enough brownie points built up that he can.
You know what's cool is, like, when I was, like, five, I can't remember anything from back then. But, like, you'll be able to, you know, replay this episode when he's older. And he's like, wait, I was in the studio? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? Playing video games? What was I doing, Dad?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I like it.
Yeah.
So before
recorded
the break,
recorded forever. Sorry.
Before the break, we're talking to Pearson Crosby over here. He's got 317 acres up the Gold Stream and has some very ambitious plans to help our community out. We just left off on a little bit of starting solar panel projects that we're hoping to get going on 3 acres, and it would be 2 megawatts of power production. To give you guys a concept, the Chena power plant down here downtown does 27.5 megawatts. That's how much it produces. So it's to be roughly 10%. Now, a lot of people out there are like, oh, what happens about the power in the wintertime and the solar power? You're absolutely right. We're definitely going to need supplemental power. But You know, if renewable energies helps our local economy and our local people here, then, you know, I'm all for it, you know. And so he's getting that going. I'm pretty excited about that. So that's going to take roughly, you know, 70 or 80 acres total when you build that entire thing out, whenever you can find some financing and somebody's going to bankroll that. Let's talk a little bit about the...
So with the... So the way that the electric company pays for the... or where the value comes, or the purchase price mm-hmm. comes from, mm-hmm. is the avoided cost, that the avoided cost of production with the coal facility. So I get paid what they would have to pay the coal or the coal factory or the coal burning electric station
for the power.
Yeah. So it's supplementing it and. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's the purchase of the electric. That's mm-hmm. where that comes from.
And as I'm thinking about it too, and I'm thinking about you know, I kind of laugh. I'm like, oh, I pay GVA X amount of dollars a month, you know, on my big building, and it's many tens of thousands of dollars, and I just kind of get laughed at because Fort Knox, you know, is a couple of million a month. In their power bill, and Fort Knox just got approved to expand their mine, and they're getting bigger, faster, and stronger. And just the power need up here in Fairbanks, especially, is only going to continue to climb. So I'm very happy to hear that somebody else is kind of jumping on this, and you know, allows Fairbanks to continue to build and grow without having to build another coal plant or do something of that sort. I'm pretty happy to hear that.
Yeah, I remember when I got out of the Marine Corps, my dad and I were talking about getting into, you know, solar installation on roofs and stuff. And, you know, it's always been in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything that I've done since the Marine Corps has really been leading up to something like this, just you know, trying to figure out the best ways to think outside of the box in order to benefit the people around me. And now I have a good reason to you know, settle down a little bit.
Pearson Crosby settling down.
Yeah, like my Facebook has a in a relationship, and that relationship is him, because I can tell him not to talk back to me. I am in charge of him, and there's nothing that he can do about it.
That's funny.
Yeah, we're always being in a relationship.
So. Yeah, I like that. I like that. So talking about other kinds of side businesses, we touched a little bit about on the hippie camp, because there's not a lot of
hip camp.
There's a few camping places that are run by Department of Agriculture and Fish and Game. There's a few sanctioned spots up the Hot Springs and a couple other places up the Steese, but not too much kind of off the beaten path camping with real or Alaskan wilderness. And this is kind of something that you're offering. I mean, your piece of land is up on a hillside and then over the ridge and then the backside of the hill, and the views up there is just phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about this last night. I was out there before sundown and during sundown, and it took me so long to get off the property because I just kept stopping and taking pictures of like the sunset over the hills. There's a application called Hip Camp, and you can do online booking from there. You just you give them the position of where the campsite is. They book it, they handle the transaction, and they take a cut, and they insure the stay for $1 million a person. So
yeah, great.
Just a reminder, you're listening to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and live at KFARradio.com.
Where you're going to get a bunch of hippies showing up, right? Which goes into your sustainable community idea that you're talking about. This would be a great way to get people on there. They can, depending on the time of year, there you have a bunch of chaga and blueberries and cloudberries, all kinds of edible plants, fauna, flora up there. And so let's talk a little bit about what you want to eventually build with your community. You can find some more permanent residents and people that you know, want to grow food and work on the solar farm. Let's talk a little bit about that plan for you.
Yeah, so I am working on getting people involved that have played a key role in my life, people mm-hmm. that I've been impressed by, or my mentors, or people that I know have significant things to bring to the table that mm-hmm. could benefit the community as a whole. Mm-hmm. You know, especially going back to Odin. I mean, the opportunity for him to be able to meet some of the people that have influenced me in my life that have had a positive influence, to be able to provide them with a summer camping place or a winter aurora viewing mm-hmm, area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's just something that a lot of people don't get to be a part of. Usually mm-hmm. it takes a substantial amount of money on your own to do it. And I mean, I guess I did the hard part already.
Securing the land.
Yeah, securing the land. That was...
That's the hard part.
I'd imagine you're looking for volunteers, too.
Yeah, I'm looking for... I am looking for interested parties. I have a list of people that are interested that I'm trying to figure out how to most easily get them involved, whether it be giving them a parcel of land and some equity into the companies, depending on how involved they are, what value they bring to the table, and just trying to make it a
my iPad ran out.
Yeah, figuring out how the iPads.
Yep, he's about ready.
Well, just for the listening audience, though, Pearson is a really stand-up guy. So he's trying to do this to help out everybody else, and it's mm-hmm. just, and he's really good at putting people together.
So, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
You can get a hold of me on Facebook. Pearson Crosby on my Facebook, PearsonCrosby. My email is PearsonCrosby@gmail.com. I'm on LinkedIn.
People still do that?
LinkedIn?
Yeah.
I love LinkedIn. If you're in the military or in hold on.
Let's go to the trampoline park.
Okay.
Oh, you want to go to the fly park?
You want to go to the trampoline park?
Can we go?
Yeah, we'll go.
Can we go to the fly park?
Hold on. Hey, Odin. I know.
Yeah. Couple more minutes, buddy.
Yeah. So, the attention span, you know.
Yeah, it's all good. LinkedIn.
But yeah, LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. LinkedIn Learning. I've done like 100+ of their certifications. Mm-hmm. They are awesome. It's a good networking thing. It's something that I think I should use more. I think I should start using X now. Now that it's not Twitter.
Oh, that's funny.
But. Yeah.
You said you were moving up there permanently?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I am making it my residence. I still got to get the electric ran onto the line.
We're going to build you a chainsaw cabin.
Yeah, yeah, no. So I just need to get a basic dwelling up there. So yeah. then I can use my VA loan to refinance it at a 30-year loan.
So even if people had like an afternoon to maybe help you out,
clear some land,
you know,
yeah,
you're up there all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Sunday evenings, I have a barbecue there, standing barbecue Sunday evenings. Mile 1 of Goldstream Road on the north side.
No, you gotta email them or
you gotta email or call. Don't just show up.
Yeah.
This is Alaska, private property, guys. yeah. It's a Marine. Don't just wander onto his property.
There is no trespassing for a reason. That's one thing that I really I guess gets me, because I had to, I did. Turn people away from using it as recreational area now as private property. So I'm doing my best to make it the most beneficial thing to the community as it stands. Like it. So
yeah, well, you're a champion, Pearson. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
My pleasure.
Yeah, we'll have you on again, man.
Yeah,
this is always fun.
Absolutely.
And, Odin, you too, buddy. You too.
Odin, you want to say bye?
Bye.
Oh, man. There's been another episode of The Buzz. Thank you for sharing a little part of your Saturday with us. For more information about Tanner Herb Company, come see us at a retail store at 1200 Wells Street in Fairbanks, or find us on Instagram or Facebook. Coming up is Health Talk with Dr. Scott Luber.
You've been listening to The Buzz on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Streaming live at kfarradio.com. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company on Wells Street. License number 14467. To listen back to this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the KFAR website. This has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active and KFAR Radio.